Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and this is an overview of how to determine your Venus star phase based on looking at a natal chart. And those who are taking the Venus Signature Series, the entire series, will be getting a handout. That means they can just look it up on the handout. But it's also really helpful to be able to see it on a chart, just to figure out if a person is a morning star, an evening star, or 10 degrees from the sun, meaning they're in one of the two underworlds, either the Inanna underworld or the metamorphic underworld. So if Venus is rising before the sun, it is a morning star. If Venus is rising after the sun, it is a evening star. If Venus is rising within 10 degrees of the sun, it is in one of the two underworlds, and the determining factor that distinguishes the two is if Venus is retrograde, then and within 10 degrees of the sun, it is in the metamorphic underworld. If Venus is not retrograde and conjunct the sun, it is in the Inanna underworld. And of course, the details of this have been discussed a little bit more in the full recording of the class. But this is just to give you a sense of how we determine where Venus is, what star phase she's in at the time a person's born, or at any particular chart you might be looking at. So that's the overview. On slide 3 of the handout, it's showing a map of the sky. Actually, it's the January 1st, 2014 new moon at 4:14 a.m. in Tucson, Arizona. And on this chart are where all the planets are. And so any chart that you're looking at, if you're looking at somebody's natal chart or you're just looking at a timed chart, it's showing you where the planets are in relationship to a specific location. So, for example, this chart was run in Tucson, Arizona, at a specific time, so at 4:14 a.m., and on a specific date, January 1st, 2014. And, of course, any time you run a chart, like if you ran this same chart later in the day, say 4:14 p.m., then the planets would have all shifted around, and they're moving clockwise because that's how they rise and set. Now, so by the end of the day, actually, the moon would be in later degrees, Capricorn, because it's moving about 1 degree every 2 hours. But everything else would be pretty much the same. Maybe have moved a few minutes. But what you want to just know is that the purple lines, the one that's going somewhat horizontally on a little bit of an angle, is the ascendant-descendant line, is representing the horizon line. So all the planets below that line are not visible. They're not, you know, potentially visible in the sky. So on this chart, on slide number 3, if you were looking in the sky, you would have seen Saturn just above the horizon. It just had just come up over the eastern horizon. You would have seen Mars a little higher on the horizon, and you would have seen Jupiter more towards the western horizon. So the Saturn and Mars more towards the eastern horizon, and Jupiter more towards the western horizon. So basically, when you're looking at a chart, it's a map of the sky. It's just showing us from Earth, from standing on Earth, where things are visible. So anything below the ascendant-descendant line is not visible. And because the sun on this chart is below the ascendant-descendant line, it's night. We know that the sun has not risen yet. I mean, maybe it's starting to get a little bit light. Probably not, because it's winter and it's probably still pretty dark out. But the sun, even though by the next day will be at 11 or almost 12 degrees Capricorn, everything will have moved the other direction because the planets actually are moving through the sky counterclockwise, but they are rising and setting clockwise. So that's the thing we want to just pay. Don't worry about the counterclockwise piece. Just if you don't understand that piece, that's okay. The main thing to understand is that during a day and over time, over the course of a day, all the planets are rising and setting in a clockwise fashion, and that's due to the rotation of the Earth. So on slide number 4, you'll see the arrows showing the rotation, and again, talking about the horizon line. So anything above that line will be visible in the sky, unless the sun is there, of course, and then it's not visible. If the sun is below the horizon, anything above that line will be visible. If the sun is above the horizon line, then you won't see what's in the sky. The planets that are in the sky, because the sun will be too bright for you to see that. But that's just something to keep, you know, to keep in mind for those of you who aren't familiar with how a chart works. And also just keep in mind that on the left side of the chart, it's representing east, and on the right side of the chart, it's representing west. Now, that's because if you line the chart up, putting the east to the east and the west to the west, then what you're seeing is the sky, and it's pointing towards the south. So you'd see the, you know, how high the planets are moving and tracking across the sky. So it's literally showing the above the horizon line is literally showing us what we can see if it's dark out, you know, like that night, what it would look like at nighttime if we saw the planets at night. Because when the sun's there, of course, we're not going to be able to see it. So that's the kind of the essence of how the chart works. And this is going to help you to understand morning star, evening star by looking at a chart. So then on slide number five, it's just saying that no matter where the sun is on the chart, it could be at the top of the chart, to the left, to the right, at the bottom of the chart. If you just rotate that chart around, you take that paper that, you know, if you're holding the chart and put it at your belly, put the sun at your belly and look to see if Venus is to the right of the sun or to the left of the sun. And that's going to tell you what, star phase, if Venus is more than 10 degrees from the sun, of course, what star phase that is. So morning star rises before the sun. So Venus, if Venus is to the left of the sun, then Venus is rising before the sun, so is a morning star. If Venus is to the right of the sun, then Venus is setting after the sun, so it is an evening star. So that's just something to keep in mind as you as we go through and start looking at this. And again, I know many of you may already know this information, so don't worry if you know, some of you may not. So if you've not really looked at this before, it's just practice, looking at it with practice. But this is so simple. It's just so simple. Just take a printed out chart on a piece of paper, put the sun at your belly, and see how far Venus is. Now the other thing you might want to do is just to notice the number of degrees. So if, say for example, the sun is at 10 degrees Aries. And Venus is at 20 degrees Aries. That's actually 10 degrees. And it would suggest that Venus is an evening star because the sun is going to come up at 10 degrees Aries before it comes up at 20 degrees Aries. And Venus would just have appeared in the evening sky. Now, if we look at this from the other perspective, the Venus is 10 degrees Aries and the sun is 20 degrees Aries, then Venus is rising before the sun. So if you look at the number of degrees and you can understand that, and you can also figure out the number of degrees between them, because sometimes the sun might be in Taurus. Say the sun was at 10, say it was at 5 degrees Taurus and Venus was at 25 degrees Aries. So they're 10 degrees apart because there are 30 degrees in a sign. And also the other number you'll notice on the chart is that there are minutes. There are up to 60 minutes in a degree. So if something's at 5 degrees of a sign and something's at 25 degrees, there's 5 degrees left of the Aries sign and then it's already moved 5 degrees into the Taurus sign, and that would tell you they're 10 degrees apart. Now, if they're in the same sign, it's a lot easier to figure out the 10 degrees. So, and I know that might sound like a lot initially, but it's really simple because, you know, just adding or subtracting 10 degrees is really not that difficult. And especially with a little practice, it gets a lot easier. And I'm a person who did not do well in math and did not like math and would have told you that I was not a mathematic person for most of my life. I'd stop saying that because I can do simple math and I get by. It's pretty good. So most of you won't be that difficult. With a little practice, you'll get to figure it out. So if you look at slide number six, then you'll see them in a different part of the chart. And on the chart on the left is showing Venus, you know, is going to set before the sun, so it would also rise before the sun. And on the chart on the right, it's showing that Venus is going to set after the sun, so is going to rise after the sun. So the, you know, the morning star is always when Venus is rising before the sun, and the evening star is always when Venus is appearing in the sky after sunset. So it's not actually rising, but if it was in the morning sky, the sun would rise before Venus. So that's how we can determine the Evening Star, Morning Star, Evening Star, and by looking at a chart, it's pretty easy to see, especially once you get a little practice at it. And again, you can always go back to the simple solution. Just turn the chart to where the sun is at the belly and notice if it's on the right-hand side, then it's an evening star. If it's on the left-hand side, then it's a morning star. if this other way of looking at it is a little more confusing for you. So then the other thing is if Venus is within 10 degrees of the sun, but it's not retrograde, then this is on slide number 8, and I just show Venus and the sun pretty close together, then it is the underworld, Inanna underworld phase. And it can show up anywhere on the chart, just depending on what time of day it is. So I just gave an example. It's kind of high on the chart on slide number 8. And the same thing on slide number 9, but I put a retrograde symbol next to Venus. So if you're looking at the chart and you see this retrograde symbol, and of course, on a chart, the retrograde symbol will not be as big as the one I'm showing here, but just so you could see it, I was just trying to make it really clear and easy in these examples. If Venus is within 10 degrees of the sun retrograde, then it's in the metamorphic underworld. So if it's before, if it's retrograde before 10 degrees, then from the sun, then it is in the evening, if it's following behind the sun, then it's going to be the evening star. And if it's retrograde 10 degrees before the sun, rising before the sun, then it's going to be retrograde morning star. And that also has an additional meaning, and that's something that we are covering in the class as well. So for those that you have that. But just something to know is Venus is only retrograde in the underworld for 8 days out of a 584-day cycle. That's not a very long time. It's rare to have that. Maybe 1 in 30 people, and I know there's some sort of mathematical thing to figure that out, and by the time we do the class live, I will know the answer to that, I'm sure. Anyway, so then you're going to see from slide 10 to slide 17, so 7 examples, you're going to see examples of showing charts, and you'll have the opportunity to figure out whether it's morning star or evening star looking at the chart, based on the examples I've already given you. And there's some that are morning star, there's some that are evening star, there's some with Venus retrograde, and also with the sun, so in the underworld. And the from slide 18 to slide 25, all the answers are visual answers are given. So what I would recommend you do is that you take a piece of paper and, you know, write slide number 10 and see what answer you come up with, and do that for the next 7 slides, and then look at the answers visual, like what answer you came up with and what the answer is, and the visual answer, so you can just check yourself to see if you're understanding this. And if not, then, you know, maybe come back and listen to this again and go through it again, and maybe that will help you. And also, for those who are taking the full series, the full Venus Signature series, if you're not understanding, there will be time for Q&A in the following classes, and you can ask questions about, you know, what's going on in relationship to this, what you're not understanding at that time, and we'll see if we can help you figure that out. So again, on slide 26, it gives all the answers, but without the visuals. And the last page of this handout is just some additional resources. If you don't have a natal chart, you can get a free one. And I gave a link. There's also other free ones you can find, and maybe you have a source. But, you know, to have a printed out version of your own chart, and you can maybe even do some family members or friends and figure out if you can see if they're morning star or evening star. And just how you know, practice is just a great thing to do. Anyway, and just to let everybody know that there is a full series bonus handout that everyone's going to get. So if you're signed up for the full series, in class 2, you'll be getting this document that I've mostly been working on, Tammy's been helping me with, to discover your Venus star phase. You'll also get to see what overtone is, what chakra gate you're in if you have one, and you know when you're in the in-between land, the non-underworld or the metamorphic underworld. It also is going to be really helpful to know when the next cycles are ending and starting and how to work with that, and you know, so you have the dates, everything for up until 2082, starting from 1929 to 2082. So This handout is probably worth the price of the class all by itself. At least it probably took me as long to make it happen, to create it. I've been working on it for a few weeks now. And so a really valuable resource that you have access to and also really easy to do. But at the same time, even though I've said all this, I still think it's super important to be able to just look at a chart and notice, is because you might not have this handout with you. So if somebody's showing you their chart, you could decide whether, you know, you could determine this is Morningstar, Eveningstar, or Underworld, Metamorphic Underworld, or Inanna Underworld. You'll know because you have all of the keys right now to be able to figure that out. If all you know are the symbols for the Sun and Venus, then you can figure out a lot. So, hope this is helpful. And again, if you're taking the full series of classes and you have any questions, be sure to write them down. You can send them to Tammy and I for the Q&A session, or if you're not going to be on the call, or even if you're going to be on the call and it's just not easy for you to ask a question live on the call, we will be happy to answer those questions as we go along through the course. We're so excited you've joined us, and I know some of you may be only for the first class, and we hope that this material that we're presenting to you is useful and helpful. It has been so life-changing for both Tammy and myself and a lot of other people who've connected in with the Venus cycle. So we're very happy and excited to present this to you and to deepen our own understanding as we've been working with this material and get your insights. Hopefully you'll be willing to share with us. And so thank you. Joyful blessings.